We like most Sundays to bring what we call a prophecy update, scouring the news and looking at trends in the world to line it up with Bible prophecy. Technology that the Apostle John predicted 2,000 years ago in the revelation of Jesus Christ is getting more and more available to us, and it's being rolled out to consumers. John saw everyone being identified and conducting their daily business by means of something in their hands or foreheads. Today we sometimes call this biometrics, but there are other technologies as well. The latest example of a technology that consumers willingly submitted to was at the Lollapalooza concert in Chicago. Excerpt from that article read like this: hundreds of thousands of young and old alternative music fans lined up to willingly be tracked with RFID microchips at Lollapalooza in Chicago Friday. The non-removable wristbands were provided by organizers for attendees to gain entrance to the music festival in Chicago's Grant Park. I think they've actually done this in years past as well, so it's becoming a regular thing. Meanwhile, over in England, PayPal is testing mobile payments using facial recognition. Here's an excerpt from an article on CNET.com. It says, using the PayPal app for iOS, Android, or Windows phone, shoppers can see nearby participating merchants highlighted on their mobile phones. They can then check into a certain store by clicking on its name and pay for an item by sliding an animated pin down the screen. The person's name and photo then pops up on the store's payment system. After the customer agrees to pay for the item, the cashier clicks on the person's photo to send the payment through. Now, while we are willingly submitting to really invasive technologies for the convenience they afford us, the government is making us unwilling participants in invasion of privacy. For example, the Wall Street Journal reported that the FBI employs a secret tactic in its quest to keep up to speed on suspects. There is a hacker-like feature that allows the Bureau to remotely activate the microphone of any laptop or an Android smartphone. From there, the FBI can listen in on activity without the knowledge of the device's owner. And so if you have a laptop or an Android smartphone, the FBI is listening to you. Be aware of that the next time you make jokes about the government. Another article posted on CNET.com was titled, FBI Pressures Internet Providers to Install Surveillance Software. Here's the article. The U.S. government is quietly pressuring telecommunications providers to install eavesdropping technology deep inside internal networks to facilitate surveillance. FBI officials have been sparring with carriers, a process that has on occasion included threats of contempt of court, in a bid to deploy government-provided software capable of intercepting and analyzing entire communication streams. The FBI's legal position during these discussions is that the software's real-time interception of metadata is authorized under the Patriot Act. I think just about everything is authorized under the Patriot Act. My speeding is authorized under the Patriot Act. Try that next time you get pulled over. Now, while we're on the subject of losing privacy, how many of you have bought a Samsung Smart TV? Anybody have a Samsung Smart TV? Good for you, because the flaws in Samsung Smart TVs, which have now been patched, enabled hackers to remotely turn on the TV's built-in cameras without leaving any trace of it on the screen. While you're watching TV, a hacker anywhere around the world could have been watching you. Hackers could also have easily rerouted an unsuspecting user to a malicious website to steal bank account information. So it's here, the world that John saw 2,000 years ago and couldn't even begin to comprehend. The electronic world of surveillance and technology, identifying marks in your hand or forehead by which you would conduct all your business. It's here. Ours is that generation that sees the fulfillment of these things. Now, what terrifies people, even non-believers, is that this stuff is precursor to what is commonly called the mark of the beast. But as I like to point out, technology is not the mark. Here's what's going to happen according to the Bible. At some point, people all over the world will be using some type of biometric technology to identify themselves and conduct their business. Midway through the Great Tribulation, the seven-year Great Tribulation, the world leader we know as the Antichrist will step forward and start to get a stranglehold on things and demand that people follow him as supreme leader, demand actually to be worshipped as a god. And in order to enforce that, he will take over the technological system by which everyone is identified and conducts their business. And you will have to swear personal allegiance to him and his government in order to be able to participate in any activities. It is that swearing of allegiance that is the mark of the beast. And no one will take it inadvertently. No one will get fooled into taking the mark because they bought an Android phone. Or an iPhone. Anyway, so it'll be very conscious. And so that's the mark of the beast, not the technology. The technology just shows us how far we are along and how soon the second coming of Jesus Christ is. Now, you and I, if you're Christians, you're not really that concerned about what the Antichrist is going to do because Jesus Christ said that he would return to resurrect and rapture the church before any portion of the Great Tribulation. And we know that it is an imminent event. It could happen at any moment, and that's what we ready ourselves for. And so every week I say, get ready for the rapture. If you're not, get ready, stay ready, and keep looking up because ready or not, Jesus is coming.